Okay, folks, I hope that was as enjoyable to you as it was for me. And I've got a couple things. Hey, just as a preface again on something Herb said there at the end about loaning products versus selling them. I've never been one. I've done it over the years, and it seems like it always comes back. Not always, but it seems like it always comes back to bite me, you know. And what I mean by that is, this is just my personal philosophy. I know that people do it differently. They'll do a rollout on somebody, and I know Wendell Cheatham, who was on the line a few weeks back, he would not have had the results with Niken. Well, let me preface that by saying he would not have had the results that he had the first night on the sleep system had he not been drinking the waterfall water for, what was it, 2-3 weeks, maybe a month prior to that? So his body was already being primed and set up to win because of consuming the water. And we see that time and time again. And so whether he would have bought the sleep system and had the experience the first night, or having been loaned it by Al and Sandra Thornton, he still would have had the same results. So, I mean, tomato, tomato. But what Herb said, I really want to stress that go with enough conviction when talking to people, saying, well, what have you got to lose? I know there's several people that I'll be with today who are parents, and their daughters all play on the same volleyball team as our eldest daughter, McKenna, and several of them that I've been in conversations with, but I thought to myself, you know, I didn't know. And one parent I'm getting to know better, I didn't know what he did for an occupation until a couple of days ago at the last game. And so now I have a little bit more arsenal or information that I can simply say, hey, Gary, and this is the conversation we'll have today. Hey, Gary, you know, I didn't realize what you put your body through physically. Have you ever thought about, you know, giving it a little treat, you know? And we'll see where the conversation goes. But will I loan him anything? No. No. He can afford them. He can, whatever we have. And I talked to a gal today who's the founder of a $1 million, I mean, a huge, huge company. And she had the audacity. She said, Vance, you don't have to sell me on it. I trust you. I've known you for how long now? She says, but I'll give you a PayPal account number, and whatever you've got for $150, that can get me to sleep. And I laughed out loud. I said, well, Jen, how about 160? And I immediately thought, because Herb and I had this conversation earlier, I immediately thought about, okay, 60 bucks, get her in the system. I can put the pillowcase and something else on auto ship. Or maybe I'll just convince her, hey, just say, hey, why don't you get two of the pillowcases? I'll find out what she wants to do, one for you and one for your husband. And I thought, why not start there? If she's got issues with sleep, she really needs the whole sleep system, which she can afford it. But she's so this type of person that it's all about control. And again, I've known her for years, over two decades now, and we just got reconnected. But it's about putting the conviction that we have, that we should have, behind introducing people to Niken and letting them check it out. So anyways, that's my two cents, my two thoughts. I'm just kind of expanding on that, loaning versus not loaning. But don't, if you're, whatever you're doing, and if it's working, keep doing it. Don't change everything. But if it's not working, I love the quote, and I said it a zillion times, and I'll say it again. If we're not satisfied with our rate of success, increase the rate of failure. So increase the rate of people that we're talking to. But if what's working is working, keep doing it, because that's what's going to give us that measurable amount of success. Let's see, what do I got on tap here that I want to tell you guys about? Just some quick announcements. Looking over my notes here. Oh, events coming up. We talked about San Antonio. We mentioned it several times. It's coming up here, the 16th, and unfortunately, I am not able to go because of a family commitment that weekend, and this is... fingers work here. This is the weekend of October 17th, 18th, and 19th, that weekend. So it's coming up really, really quickly. Before that, and again, all this information for these events is on the Niken website, if you're not familiar with it. Before that is the East Coast Healthy Expo, and that's October 3rd and 4th. So that's just 2 weeks away, and that's taking place in Williamsburg, Virginia, I believe. And information, again, is on the NECN website. Go on the calendar. You'll find all this. And then lastly, but definitely not least, next March, October, the global convention, all the different countries where NECN is doing business, we're approaching 40 right now. All those people will be in Orlando. You don't want to miss that. The tickets are available now. Anybody and everybody can come. Okay, you don't have to. It's not a qualification. It's not a leadership event. Anybody and everybody can come to that. And then what else was I going to mention to you? Oh, next Saturday, Harry Henderson, who we tried to get last week, but because of some technical difficulties, it didn't work. You caught Herb's little teaser at the beginning of the call with him teasing me about technology. But I spoke with Harry right after the call. And one of the reasons, besides the fact that Harry's got an amazing story with NECN, and as far as his background and occupation as an attorney and a sports agent in the NFL, he recently has had such a phenomenal, and you're going to think this is way, way too easy and too simple, but he developed some high liver enzyme issues. And I don't remember what was the cause of that, doesn't matter. But his doctor gave him some, you know, advice, and this is what you need to do. And he thought to himself, hey, why don't I just take the liver support from NECN? And he did. The dosage is exactly what's on the bottle, and that's what was startling to me, because I thought, well, usually people with a severe issue, they'll take more at first, like what Dr. Robin has suggested many times that she's been on this call, you know, with the joint formula. If you're really dealing with something for at least the first couple of weeks, take double the dosage to really, you know, give the body a boost. Well, Harry didn't with the liver support. Just took 3 a day, just like the bottle says. And anyways, I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story because I don't want to steal his thunder. But the results he's had, and we can see these same things with any of the nutritionals. We saw it, I think I mentioned this last week, in our own home. Stacy, my wife, is now working as a teacher's aide with special needs kids in our elementary school, and everything. She's got everything under the sun, and they rotate her around, but mostly she specializes in working with an autistic boy and then a young lady who deals with seizures. And one of her students blessed her with this nasty, I call it the you know, bubonic plague, because it was just so nasty, and how quickly it came on her and literally derailed her for a couple of days. But without missing a beat, I just go get the lactoferrin and started dumping. I mean, she was taking 4 or 5 a day. And for the rest of the family, those of us that knew we were going to, I mean, I'm sleeping in the same bed with her. I slept a little more. We were pushing the envelope of that queen-size bed. But I scooted a little bit further to the side, and I was taking the lactoferrin and dumping them under my tongue. I thought, I just don't want to get this. And I did the same thing with our youngest, who is more susceptible just because of what she dealt with as a infant. And Addie got a little bit of a runny nose, and that was it. I got nothing. I completely escaped it. And so we have the goods in so many different ways. But anyway, that's part of my reason why I want to have Harry share his story next Saturday with us and go from there. What else did I have in my notes here? Oh, the watch, the Ambassador Triphase watch. It sounds like from the people I spoke with at NECN, there are still plenty of them available. And I spoke with somebody this week who said, well, what do we, oh, no, they was going to receive an email. What is it really supposed to do? Well, what do you want it to do? What do you want the watch to do? If you wear a watch, it's a really nice, really nice timepiece. And when you combine magnetics, far infrared, and negative ions all into something that's going to be on your wrist, I spent a lot of time talking about this, I think, last Saturday, and I'm not going to go into it, but it's definitely available. I wish we could put it on auto ship, but because it's a limited supply, they aren't allowing us to do that. Maybe they will. I don't know. Maybe we should all fire them a bunch of, you know, emails at feedback@necan.com, and maybe they might do that. I don't know. But anyways, just to remind folks, it makes an excellent, excellent Christmas gift. I talked to one of our newer consultants this week who said, yeah, I'm thinking about getting that for my husband. Balance is the big thing. I know that balance is one of the big things that you'll notice the difference in as far as equilibrium, and the people that I've spoken with, that's one of the things that they say it definitely produced the results with. So on that note, if I missed anything, you got a comment or a question, the line is open. All you got to do is hit *6 on your phone line and then fire away. Nothing? Really? Wow. Okay. On that note then, again, *6 on your phone line if you got a question, a comment, a concern. I want to reiterate too, one last thing is really, really take advantage of the new pack incentive, leader of the pack. It goes till the end of the year, but don't wait until the end of the year to figure this thing out. Please, 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 please. Bottom line, and when you just look it over and then start explaining it to people and say, look, this is how they reconfigured everything, and that when any of the packages of products that we have, you get money back. And if you want to figure out how to really have some fun with it, let me give you an example. And this is a conversation I had with one of our consultants who's been in for a couple of years. And I said, hey, you know, you've been talking about buying a sleep system for you and your wife. Now would be the ideal time to buy it, and let me tell you why. And so I explained the leader of the pack incentive and the freebies that they'll get back, you know, as the person who's the buyer. You know, they're going to get $200 in free product for any size sleep system. And I said, but you don't want to pay full price for the sleep system, so why don't we go sponsor somebody and you order your sleep system underneath them? Because then you're not only going to get that $200 in free product on their account, which is your money, so you know you can, you know, manipulate that however you want to, but then next January you're going to get an additional $200 in free product. Okay, and if I explain that too fast and I missed you on that, the buyer and the seller, or the new consult, or the consultant and the sponsor, both get the same amount in free product. Now, the seller, of course, you do need to hit 1,000 points in the leader of the pack incentive. You need to hit, but if you sell a sleep system, that's 1,000 points, because there's not any sleep systems unless you're buying the demo pack for 860. But that's not what people are buying when they're buying a sleep system for their own bed. So again, both the buyer and the seller, both the consultant and the sponsor, both earn the same amount in free product. And I'll tell you, when I placed our order Wednesday morning for the four people that we signed up and earned $400 in free product, it's so much fun to have the order entry person tell you. And Mary, who took my order, said, well, Vance, you haven't hit your $400 yet. You got to hit $400. I went, oh, man, I thought I added that up correctly. She said, oh, no, you're still about $8 shy. And I went, okay, well, what can I? And she said, well, how about, you know, the hand cream, the True Elements hand cream? It's still buy one, get one free. And I said, you know, I've already got enough tubes of that on sale, you know, on stock, but what's two more? She says, well, give it away for stocking stuffers. I said, well, that's not going to do me good, because then they're going to use it, and they're going to enjoy it, and then they're going to find out that we don't have it anymore. But anyways, the bottom line was it cost me $18 on our credit card to pay for the shipping, but $400 worth of free product. It's really fun shopping on somebody else's dime. And if that cranks your bolts like it does mine, then, you know, have fun with this incentive. But again, I urge you, I implore you, do not wait until next month or November or December to really see how much fun this incentive is. And it's all the packs that we have available, the Vital Day Pack, the Environmental Pack, and then all the sleep systems, any configuration of them, from twin size all the way up to California King. And a lot of the people I spoke with this week, they just said, okay, well, how does that work? I said, it works this way. And, you know, just then emailing them the information so they can see it. So Anyhow, it sounded like somebody demuted their line. Did I hear somebody that had a question, a comment, a concern?
Nance, it's Rita.
Yes, Rita.
The shift in the shipping.
The shift in the shipping.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's no longer any U.S. mail.
Really?
Starting October 1st.
No more priority mail?
That was an email that I got.
Oh, I missed that one. Or maybe, did it come in yesterday?
Either that or the day before, I forget.
Okay. Okay. Well, you caught me with my pants down, not literally, because I'm fully dressed. Usually I'm in my pajamas, but let's see, where would that email be? I'm looking, and okay, it's not there. I'm curious. It came. Rita, can you do me a big favor, and hopefully you haven't deleted that email. Can you? And if you have, can you pull it out of your deleted section? Can you forward that to me? Because I do not have it. And if I did, I would not have deleted that. So that is news to me.
Okay.
Okay? And so anybody else who's listening right now, don't take that at face value unless you receive that same email that Rita did. Because we worked really, really hard on getting priority mail back on board. Yes.
And that's true. October 1st, this is Faye. October 1st, they will not use U.S. mail anymore.
What on earth are they doing? Why on earth are they doing that?
It's because UPS has been much more reliable, and we've had that situation, too. We've had packages lost. We've had packages not delivered to the house because the carrier didn't want to walk up to the house. And so they've had all kinds of issues, so they're no longer going to use the FedEx U.S. mail. It's going to be all UPS.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. UPS takes, for us, anyways, it takes a little bit longer by a day or two.
Yeah, that's the other issue. But also, if you have any customers or anyone that's getting it sent to a P.O. box, they're going to have to change that, you know, like an auto ship to a P.O. box. No, they're going to have to change it to a physical address.
Okay, which that's yours truly, because we get all of our stuff. Like I just said, I picked ours up at the post office this morning because, again, UPS doesn't deliver on Saturday. I don't really like the FedEx Smart Post because if you've been on the call before, you know that we nicknamed it FedEx Dumb Post because our packages go from Southern California up to Kent, Washington, and then back down south to Portland. And if you look on a map, anybody can figure it out really quick. That seems kind of ridiculous to go 3 hours north via car and then come back down via a truck. That's an extra 2 days. I can tell you that thank you, Steve, for that little thing. Thank you, Barb, and they dropped the FedEx too. Oh, so it's UPS only. Interesting. Okay. I really wish I would have received this email because I didn't. I will tell you this. I remember having this conversation years ago with Darrell Merritt, who was the director of the operations at NECAN at the time, and he told me the number, and it was absolutely staggering over the course of 1 year how many packages that were lost via U.S. mail. And even with the tracking and the hassle and tracking all this down, the dollar amount that NECAN lost because of their lost packages, and it was forever to get them to reimburse because of the actual value and filling out all the forms, Darrell said, we just had to make an executive decision and said no more. Now, I know that with them bringing back priority mail, which was fairly recently, that was basically kind of extending an olive branch for them to say, hey, if you guys can guarantee and make this work again, we'll do it. But obviously it hasn't worked. And I don't understand why. I don't understand how things can get lost. I really don't. But, hey, if this is what we have to do, this is what we do. And we go from there. And my encouragement to you would... using a biblical analogy, is don't look at the speck in somebody else's eye when you got a beam, you know, a pole in your own. And what I mean by that is don't look at that, oh, you mean we can't do U.S. mail, we can't do FedEx ground, we can't do overnight FedEx. Don't look at what we can't do. Look at what we can do. I can tell you that Reed Nelson and some of the people that joined NECN 23, 24 years ago here in North America, when they joined, they literally would buy $5,000 to $10,000 worth of products right out of the gate and put it on their credit card. And that's not because they were trying to create hollow silvers and boost people up to hollow ranks. It's because those who were serious about the business, they knew that if they didn't order and bulk them out and literally have it stockpiled at their home, they would have no products because everything was coming from Japan at that time. And when there was a back order issue, it was a back order issue for months. It's very difficult to sell something to somebody when they're paying for it and then they have to wait for it. So, I'm sure there's some of you out there who are saying, well, you just don't understand, Vance. I love the U.S. mail. I love FedEx. Can't believe they're taking it away. Okay, I'm sorry. I really am. But get over it. Okay, get over it and realize, okay, at least we can still get the NECN solutions via UPS. And if we want them faster, we can pay a little extra and get them overnighted or 2-day. It's a very reliable carrier. I don't really like it because it takes an extra day, and I don't mind going to the post office because I like encouraging grumpy postal employees like I did this morning. So anyhow, so enough said on that topic. Oh, one other thing I forgot to mention to you, and I'm really, really, really sorry. Dave Johnson has Bo Tanis this morning on his call, and if you do not get the emails from Dave about the morning rev, and who he's got on tap, you really just need to write him an email. And I don't even know what Dave's email is off the top of my head, but he sent me one this week. I think it was on Tuesday with who he had lined up for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And, oh, my goodness, what an amazing, absolutely amazing group of people that he's got every single day on his call. And the call that commences here in 2 minutes is area code 567-314-0343. Again, 567-314-0343. And the code, five-digit code, is 838-54-POUND. Again, 838-54-POUND. The morning rev, Monday through Friday, same number, same code, every day, 8 a.m. So basically, Monday through Saturday, Dave Johnson has got somebody on his call. They're usually right at 20, 25 minutes. If you want an amazing morning dose of enthusiasm and phenomenal stories, and if you can't catch them live, catch the recordings. They're all archived. And again, you can go to magneticleaders.com. And then I know I keep talking about this, but for those of us who are out in an area where there's no weekly meetings going on, this is a fantastic way to get plugged in to keep that dose of NECN enthusiasm where it should be. So, anyways, that's all I've got. Thank you for the input, those of you who talked about shipping, because I really was blindsided by that because I did not receive the email. And thank you, Barb Satterwhite, for forwarding it on to me. Now I have it. So have a great weekend, everybody. Again, Harry Henderson will be with us next week. If you've got anybody who works in the field of law as an attorney, or anybody who's a sports enthusiast, and or anybody who's got some physical issues that you know that if they got on NECN's amazing nutritionals could get some results, Harry's going to have it'll be a fun call, I guarantee it. So have a great weekend, everybody, and if there's anybody I missed wishing you happy birthday, happy engagement, that kind of stuff, I'm sorry, but have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday, if not before. Bye-bye.